Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lev had a question in here earlier that I at least wanted to circle back to, and then let's kind of go around the NFL just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of games, not just Washington. Leville wrote down Jaden Daniels, good, bad, encouraging, with question marks. I just saw this chart from Kevin Cole. It was a quarterback grading from Pro Football Focus versus their EPA expected points added.
Mm-hmm.
Daniels ranks probably in the middle tier here. His EPA, his expected points added per play, pretty high. He'd probably be top 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
He's adding about a little more than a quarter of a point per every snap. And I think who your opponent is matters a lot in these. In EPA, Daniels is ahead of Matt Stafford, Jalen Hurts, just about on par with C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
You know who led the NFL in EPA this weekend, expected points added per play?
Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm.
But I just think
Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes.
When I look at any player, I look at the competition as well. It's not just about what the player does, it's who he's playing against. You know, and people will look at Baker was just outstanding. If he had done that against a team like a Steelers defense,
right,
he'll be out this world. You know what I mean? And I think you have to look at that too, and not just for the performance that you might see the guy do. Why is the performance a certain way? And for him to go through that game and not have interceptions and only get sacked twice says a lot about. I'm gonna give him more credit than I just give the O-line. The O-line played good. They didn't play great. But his experience, I mean, his athleticism and his movement helped him out.
Right.
Made him look good. And that's what you got to do sometimes.
I mean, if you want to grade on the curve of rookies, Jaden was significantly better than either Caleb Williams or Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah.
For me, watching his game, I wouldn't say he was good because I think his good is so much higher. But was he encouraging? Hell, yeah. I've said it repeatedly now that I thought his level of competitiveness stood out to me the most.
This is first game playing. You don't expect him to hit his highest.
Yeah.
So if you're
on a scale of was he good for his NFL debut? Yes.
Yeah. Because what he's capable of becoming, we look at Tom, we look at Peyton, we look at all these guys. They weren't what they became early on.
For sure.
But I can't judge him on what I know he could be or what I expect him to be. When I see that game and I understand what rookies do, what people do in their first start. Not even if they're rookies. In their first start, they don't play like they're capable of playing.
Jeffrey, what do you say to Lanfield's question? Jaden Daniels, good, bad, encouraging. You can pick a word. Give me a word to describe Jaden.
He's definitely encouraging. A lot of people are up in arms already, and they're panicking. Dude didn't turn the ball over. He's a rookie. There's 17 more weeks left in the NFL. I'm just sitting and waiting. I'm waiting patiently. Like we talked during camp and all of that, JP, we know we're in the middle of a rebuild. Of course we're going to have our times where we come over here and be like, oh, yeah, they could pull off this upset. Nah, we know what's going on, and we know what we're cheering for. And a lot of, like I was talking to some people, I'm not going to say their name, but they was like, oh, you must be on the Jane and Kate do nothing wrong train. I'm like, no, it's just I'm not going to sit up here and like turn my back on the kid one game into the season.
I would ask those people, what did he do so bad where you think he's somebody's jumping off a train?
I want to do this because
in that game, what did he do that would make you question what he's capable of becoming?
I want to open the phones up. 800-636-1067.
You ain't saying their name. I one finger salute them too. They know who they are.
Because, B, you said earlier you've been hearing people that are ready to just, the season's over, fire everybody, right?
Yep.
I haven't heard that. As far as people that are done with Jaden or something already, like, I think you're nuts. I will give you the platform to make your case. If you think they need to fire somebody, if you want to react to week one, do it. I kind of think those are like weird social media bots, and I don't think actual humans will call in with those takes. 800-636-1067. You will get a fair opportunity to state your case if that is your case. I am fascinated to hear it. Landini. Because sometimes I wonder if we're not arguing against ghosts. Like, do these people actually exist? Show yourself.
Well, they were human beings, believe me.
Landini, Jaden Daniels, good, bad, encouraging. That was your question.
Yeah, I would definitely say encouraging. I liked one thing that I really liked is I think he scrambled well, and I think that's actually pretty important for a guy. That was the best, most reliable way for them to get first downs yesterday was Jaden scrambling, and something like that, it just allowed him to stay on the field for a lot more and get more reps. So, you know, he can learn and he can grow. And I think that's critically important for him to get that experience, because I don't have a ton of confidence in the offensive coordinator or the wide receivers to get open. So if Jaden can go out there and, you know, make those plays happen himself, that's got to be encouraging for me.
I'm with you. I don't understand how you could leave yesterday and be discouraged, right? He was by far the best rookie quarterback to play yesterday. I think his ability to move with the football, I think Joe T said it really well. If you missed any of our interview with Joe Theismann from last hour, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind. All right, so B, here's what I can tell you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are calling. The phone lines have lit up now that I've asked for it, mm-hmm. If you really think they need to make a firing after one game, holler at me. But so far, none of them have made it through Jeff's rigorous screening process. So I think it might just be a lot of like lunatics or bots or whatever. I don't know. I'm fascinated to see what happens here. But Joe T said it really, really well. I think Daniels has shown he can make plays with his feet. Certainly. I think mm-hmm. It's fair to say that. I think the evolution of that is making plays with your feet to stay in the pass game. And I don't think week one against a Todd Bowles defense is when you're going to see that, But over the course of a season, I think that's what you'd like to see is, you know, you still want to run. You mm-hmm. still want to pick up the chunk yards when you can, pick up the first downs when you can. But what if your ability to evade pressure buys you more time and then you see that receiver streaking on the post route?
Yeah, but that's something you're growing too. And I wouldn't expect a person in his first game to be able to do everything at one time. I don't think anybody does it in their first game. You know, and then that's where – in this day and age, what we do, we are judging people according to guys who finished their careers, guys who are in their glory days of their career, their 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year. We judge the first year guy on those guys. Instead of judging them on the first year, go look at Peyton's first game and all these guys have a great first game and see what they did. I think they wouldn't – I think you would see a total difference, but that's not how people do it.
Our buddy Brian Burrows with a call here. He said, Jaden was definitely encouraging. I will wait until week six to see how I feel, but the defense will adjust and we definitely just need to see as it goes. I don't get how you could not be encouraged from that. If you want to say it's far from a finished product, certainly. Right. But I can't imagine
who
watching.
Who was expecting to see a finished product in week one?
I don't know. People are calling. We'll see. I just don't think it's too much to say, like, oh, you know, fire everybody. I don't like Jaden, whatever. Either way, like, I think it's one game, and you got to chill.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to give them a little bit of time. Last year, they started 2-0, and they went 4-13. Mm-hmm. If you are convinced that everything needs to be blown up because of week one, yo, it looked bad. That was a bad game. They played poorly. Their defense was awful. The offense wasn't very good. Like I'm not sugarcoating or denying anything. I just think you're nuts if drastic measures have to be taken because of that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what I mean? Does that sound fair?
It sounds 100% fair to me. I just, listen, man.
But that's why I want...
I've learned a long time ago, I don't listen to everybody that speaks on the radio or everybody that's just going tweet something. You know, you got to realize people become very, very intelligent and know-it-all and brave when they're on Twitter and on phones.
That's why I don't even think people are going to call in with these wild takes. Like, I think
somebody will.
All right, we'll see.
People do crazy stuff.
The phones like are lit up, but whoever is calling is so hell-bent on just screaming that they're not even getting past Jeff and Lamphill. Like, it's just, I can see the boys in the aquarium trying to, like, make sense of whatever is being yelled at them, and it seems comical to me. I don't understand it, but we'll find out together. We're all in it together. You and I, before we get to this, how about Dak getting paid and then delivering?
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
I thought that was pretty impressive as far as performance.
Dak said, I'm getting my cheddar. I'm out.
Are you blown away when you hear those numbers?
No.
That's a big number, dude.
But
Micah Parsons, you see his comment after?
What?
He's like, damn, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but the whole thing about it is we act like just like you said, let's act like what we see. Did you not see the number going there?
Totally.
So, it's a big number, but you know what? It's now like all the basketball players used to talk. The quarterbacks are competing in passing. That's how it is. In the NFL, we look at the numbers. The numbers state how much money they make. How do they promote their league?
Sure.
So that guy's going to get paid.
Arguably the worst loss of the weekend, it goes to the Panthers. But Cincinnati
worst
falling.
Loss of the weekend was Notre Dame. But I'm just like rubbing
that's
against
a tough
those
one.
Guys.
Yeah. Cincinnati losing to New England is tough.
Yeah, and they look. See, that's another one. Joe Burrow, okay, is an unbelievable quarterback. Highly looked.
He looked rough, but all right. Somebody's ready to present their argument. This is Shane. Shane, what's your argument, sir?
First and foremost, I want to say that I am not saying that it needs to be sweeping changes. The thing is this, right? We all knew Jaden Daniels coming in was an electric runner. That's not a question. What we had questions about was whether he would throw the ball across the middle, whether he would protect himself, and whether he would be durable. You know what I'm saying? So running the ball 16 times, and it's just something about the way he takes his hits, right? He looked like a rag doll. His helmet's flying off, this and that. So I would say, first and foremost, we can punt on this year. I think that Adam Peters punted on this year when he didn't address any weapons for Jaden Daniels to have. Didn't address the left tackle, didn't address pass rush. So I just think that we started off already in a bad term with just punting on the year. It didn't even seem like we wanted to be competitive. We don't have any star players on the roster. We don't even really have good players on the roster. So I've been telling guys all this, we're going to do better just because we had roster over turnover didn't mean anything because we didn't get any actual good players. Filling it in with Bobby Wagner's and Cleveland Furls would not make us better. So I would just say that Adam Peters, first and foremost, already dealt our head coach Dan Quinn a bad hand for his first year, which means that in year two, we better see some change, which will be hard because all of these guys are on one-year deals. So I think that the whole Dan Quinn era, okay, it started off in the wrong foot because we basically punted on this year without adding any talent, okay? And next year, it'll be even harder because, like I said, we're just going to be bringing in more talent and drop the turnover again because these guys are on one-year deals. So that's 2 years now. And next year he'll have to produce, which it'll be hard with all the roster turnover. So that's 2 years. I feel like it's already going to be wasted, so which puts the emphasis on the third year. And what is the third year going to be for the rookies? And it's just already started out bad just with the way that the roster was constructed this year, which puts total pressure on next year. Okay, and then it's just like the Dan Quinn era is already, to me, seems like it's just like the Ron Rivera era. Oh, give me 3 years, I'm a rebuilder. We're not rebuilding, we're retooling. What? This is not the way you go about it, to me. Okay, you got to try to bring in player, good player.
You can't fix everything in one year.
And we want to wonder why the receiver's not getting separation. We have on the media exact here.
Do you think that they can fix everything in 1 year, bro?
I never said that, but
well, I'm asking you a question because you coming and you giving us your mindset. I'm going to ask you a question.
How can you improve when you have a worse roster?
No. I don't think the roster is worse, but I don't think you saw all that stuff yesterday. You said he couldn't protect himself. He did protect himself yesterday. I think he threw the ball across. He threw the ball across the middle.
Times, bro.
He threw the ball across the middle.
When did he protect himself, bro?
He rolled. The hardest hit he took was when he got hit in the pocket.
Shane. Listen, I am happy.
Shane, you must have never played football. You just think nobody gonna get touched at all on the damn football field.
I played 8 years of football, bro.
But you don't get hit on the football field.
Yeah, he got up, but that don't mean he protected himself.
He gonna get hit. He got hit from the back. The hardest hit he took wasn't the helmet hit. It was the hit he got hit from the back.
He ran helmet to helmet with Antoine Winfield Jr., and luckily he just pushed him to the ground and wasn't diving.
Can I ask you a question, Shane? Shane, you got to let us talk, dog. It's our show,
just
not
cut
yours.
Him off. That's what you do. You don't give nobody all that damn time. They just run their damn mouth not listening.
It's interesting, though. Don't you think they can improve from yesterday? Are you convinced that they're going to suck for 3 years?
How can you improve with zero talent?
All right, thank you for the call, man.
That's why you stop listening to fools. Sometimes people open their mouth, they tell you exactly what they are.
I would rather the people that have these opinions get to, because I don't think they should exist. I think you're nuts.
But JP, there are nuts in the world. I do think there's a dearth of talent.
I agree with that. I've said that repeatedly. And dude, if you want to, you can make the argument. Like, we knew secondary was a problem. They didn't really do anything to address it. They've got a ton of cap space. I do think it's part of a longer-term plan. I'm not willing to throw in the towel on the 25-26 season already. We'll keep these phone lines going. 26, that dude's saying they're going to be bad for 3 years, and then they got to start it all over.
Man, listen, bro. Sometimes stuff that's said is not what you need to listen to. We try to be respectful to people when they respectful to us. But if you're going to say stupid stuff, I'm going to come right back at
you.
You
also
got to
let us talk, dude. It's crazy.
No, but you don't have to. You can just cut his ass off. That's what you do. The whole thing about it is, yes, we listen. But everybody is not that damn smart in everything that they try to present every time. And you don't have to listen to it every time.
B. Mitchell Finley, nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.